This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. More of our interview with Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Donald Trump, yesterday talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline. And just in general, you know, doing things that boost wages and create jobs. And she's citing Dakota Access as an example of that. And getting it done, doing what we said we would do. So talk with her about that and more. More of our conversation with Pat Trainer from Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, Alex Stern Family Foundation on the Giving Hearts Day fund that is underway today. Two more of our favorite charities in here to tell you a little bit about their story, kind of guide you along the way as you decide who you'd like to help on this Giving Hearts Day. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View. Toss around some issues that we'll be talking about. So it's a busy hour to come of the program. Last hour, I talked to Kelsey Warren, the CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. They are the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline. Today, construction is underway. And while there has been court action filed this morning, I guess that's nothing new and was very much anticipated. And according to Dave Archambault, the chair of the Standing Rock Coosaw Tribe, there is a protest plan for Washington, D.C. for March the 10th. It's been rather quiet on the North Dakota front. Most of the activity is centered on cleaning up what is now arguably an ecological disaster along the Cannonball River. And that's good. That's a good thing. I'm glad for two things. One, that the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has been a partner in helping to clean out that camp. And also in saying, don't protest here, don't come here, don't do this. Few bad actors out there doing what they're doing. Chase Iron Eyes, the guy that was arrested last week on felony charges, is up in Canada now. He's first in Kamloops and in Vancouver doing videos up there. And how does that work? Taking some of your donations and vacationing in Canada and how he leaves the country, I don't know. But we have some of the videos up. Some of the things he says are just unbelievable. They really are. I said last night on Facebook on one of my posts, find me a shred of truth in this stuff. Just find me, the tiniest little bit. It's really incredible. You know, one of the things he said, the Trump administration is making it very clear they intend to destroy our only drinking water resource on the Standing Rock Nation and the 10 million people who live south of the proposed pipeline. I must have missed that press conference from the Oval Office. I don't remember seeing the one where Trump said, okay, did you see it, Todd? Maybe I was off. I don't know. Or maybe this happened when you were in Garrison yesterday. You missed it. Where were you? Garrison?
I was in Garrison.
Yeah. Did you see this or did you miss it too?
I missed it too.
Didn't catch that press release where the Trump administration said they're making it very clear they intend to destroy the drinking water resource of the Standing Rock Nation.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't remember anybody ever saying that.
Who knew? I did not know. Anyway, it's just, this is why, in my mind, any newspaper article, any television news story, any news source that takes a former Democratic candidate for Congress in North Dakota and Chase Iron Eyes, ties him to this protest and acts as though if it's okay, Kelsey Warren, the pipeline over here, Sheriff Kirkmeyer over here, Chase Iron Eyes over there. There's no parallel. That's someone with a long record of lawlessness and now lies. Unbelievable. We are brought to you this hour by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about them at their website, secureenergyfuture.org. Us North Dakotans, we know a thing or two about energy, right, and the environment. And this is a great story. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are among the lowest in the nation. And we are among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Again, so coal is a big part of our energy success story. Keeps our electricity affordable and reliable. There's high-quality jobs there. It boosts our economy, and we do it responsibly. To the point we're one of only seven to have best of the best air quality standards. That's all you need to know. Find out more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right. I mentioned it is Giving Hearts Day. We want you to know a little bit more about some charities we've selected through our due diligence to do some darn good work. Mike Caspari is here. He is with the Village Family Service Center's First Step Recovery. Mike, how are you doing?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks for having us.
So if I decide to donate today to First Step Recovery, the dollars go to a program that enhances the success ratio, the rate, the proven track record of people in this recovery program, which to me seems like a great investment for our charitable dollars. Tell me about this program.
Well, Scott, the money actually goes to help support our family program, which we offer free of charge because as people, anybody that has had an addicted family member, friend, what have you, knows very well, addiction impacts everybody it comes in contact with. And a lot of times it's not just about putting the life of the person with the disease back together, but also family members needing to be helped overcome this, overcome the impact of being living with someone with an active alcohol use or drug use disorder.
My father was an alcoholic. He went into a number of different programs and eventually stopped drinking. It took three or four tries. But never once did I go in for any kind of a family program with my brother or sisters or my mom or anybody. Never. Never did. Right? And I've since learned in talking to you that it's not covered by insurance. So I don't know if, you know, we just elected not to do it or when I was younger, and I just honestly don't remember. But as I mentioned, the first few times it really didn't work, right? And I didn't really deal with a lot of the issues that were a product of living in an alcoholic family till I was an adult and figured it all out on my own. Right? And that's exactly why this program is needed, but it's not covered by most insurance programs, right?
That's right. Blue Cross and Blue Shield North Dakota does cover these kind of services, but kind of the way it works is you have to either bill everyone or bill no one. You can't pick and choose whether or not you charge somebody. And so we have chosen, since 2000 when we opened our doors, we have chosen to provide family services at no charge. To the extent that we are able to. It was a promise that I made to the other founding partner of First Step Recovery, Susan St. John Brown, that we would continue to do family programming at no charge for absolutely as long as we could. When First Step Recovery became a part of the Village Family Service Center, their leadership didn't blink an eye and absolutely supported us continuing to provide the service at no charge.
So when you give in Giving Hearts Day today and you go to the Village Family Service Center and also look for the First Step Recovery. Village Family Services, First Step Recovery is what you're looking for. And you donate. The dollars are going to go to the family program and ensure this continues. And again, these recovery programs we know are more successful with us. I mean, the stats prove that out, right? Tell me a little bit about the history.
Absolutely. Programs that have family involvement, when family is involved in the treatment process, those outcomes, successes for the person with a substance use disorder tend to be higher. So that's a primary consideration. But almost as important is, and the families get well, too. You mentioned carrying a lot of the baggage around from being a child of an alcoholic. There's lots of people out there carrying that baggage. And family programming like this, like the one at First Step Recovery, really helps people get on that path to healing and their own recovery.
I'd also tell you today, if whatever you decide to donate, say you say, hey, Mike has sold me, I want to do this, I want to help him and give $100. There are a number of random booster awards that are going out today where that $100 could be $10,000 that you can in turn make the donation for instead. So there's two $10,000 prizes out there. There's a bunch of other ones as well. So a lot of reasons to make that donation today. And different matches, different things that are happening going on today. So make today the day you do it. Anything else you want to tell us, Mike?
Nope. You can just pick us off the drop-down menu at givingheartsday.org. Click the donate button, and then just type in First Step Recovery, and we'll pop right up. And really appreciate anything, any amount that people would be inclined to give.
You're going to do some good with this today, folks.
Yes, sir.
You're going to help them do some good, and really you think about it. The dollars invested in this program, that changed his lives forever, right?
So, it certainly does.
Yeah, it's a fix that lasts a very long time. So it's pretty neat. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mike Caspari of Caspari from the Village Family Service Center. First Step Recovery, that's what you're looking for at givingheartsday.org. Givingheartsday.org is the website. Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, Alex Stern Family Foundation coming together today to do this. More with the Pat Trainer from Giving Hearts Day coming up before we're done. More of Kellyanne Conway in our interview next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon inviting you to join us on a Best of Norway tour. The What's on Your Mind Best of Norway Midnight Sun Celebration June 19th through July 2nd. We could say we were there when the sun was up at midnight. What else are we going to see and do in Norway, Carol Juven?
We're going to visit Geiranger, the most scenic place in all of Norway. And believe me, with all of the cars, the old limousines that were used at Geiranger to show the people from England and wherever else in the 30s, they're going to have them on display. There's 11 of them that are worth $250,000 each. Buicks, Cadillacs, Mercer, and all of the rest. And those who are car enthusiasts should join us and come along for fun.
The beauty, we'll meet the people, and see some great sights. Come along June 19th through July 2nd. Call now. The deadline's fast approaching. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093 to Carol Juven Tours for the Best of Norway Tour.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Levin, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Brought to you by Pfeiffer's today, Kevin Pfeiffer and Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Loaded up with machinery and land auctions, farm equipment, retirement auctions. Check out their website for the latest list there. They also have a lot of land seminars coming up, including at the Cape Fire Agra International Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll see you there, folks. And you can see the good folks from Pfeiffer's as well I call them at 877-700-4099. They'll send you a catalog. You can view all the auctions online, too, at Pipers.com, Pipers.com. All right, more of our interview with Kellyanne Conway. And the last little bit, we were talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline. She was tying the president's very quick action on that executive memorandum, to everything that he plans to do, and that ultimately tied to, you know, job creation and wages boosted and energy and well, and is talking more now about Dakota Access Pipeline. Roll that, Todd.
Here as well. And I think the Army just approving this was a huge step forward, because to allow the completion of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline is, I mean, it really is just a remarkable story. And people will very quickly see what that means for them and a personal impact.
Yeah, and by the way, a personal note of thanks from our listeners. We've talked to them throughout this whole thing. It's been a very, very challenging time. But to know that, okay, the president, literally within days of taking office, is signing an executive memorandum on this and then asking the Army to follow through as quickly as they did. This happened with lightning speed that is rarely seen in Washington, D.C. And, of course, you're doing that on many things, on many fronts.
Yes, that's the Donald Trump way. I mean, this is the way he's run his businesses for decades, literally. And I just think coming to Washington owing no one anything except the people outside of Washington is very liberating. And it allows him to not worry about what the special interests think, not worry about which donor he promised what to. His promises were directly to the American people. And this is just, when you have a businessman in the White House, let alone a brilliant and successful one of the Donald Trump version, he's accustomed to being accountable and delivering and producing. And it's very refreshing. And the only people who don't, frankly, like it are those who have been part of the lethargy and the problem. And the other thing is that you just see that the excuse of divided government is over. The voters put in a Republican House, Senate, and White House, and state legislatures and governors to boot. So they're signaling that they don't want the excuse of, let's just study it, let's just wait, we've got divided government, we'll have a commission. It's like, what are we having a commission about? And so in that regard, but there have just been so many executive actions the first couple of weeks, and they're all so different. But each of them is a promise fulfilled on behalf of the president as well.
The swamp is how the president has referred to, the bureaucracy, the lobbyists, the whole way Washington works. The pushback from his decisions thus far have been unlike I think anybody can remember in recent days in politics. Is this the last gasp of the swamp? Is it a more forceful reaction than you expected? What do you make of the reaction to his decision so far?
He has made very clear he's going to drain the swamp, and he made good on that in a couple of executive actions already. One, I think the most prominent one is the 5-year lobbying ban, and I was standing right behind him when he signed it. And, you know, he even joked, anybody who wants to get out, you better run out of the office now. The five-year lobbying ban, and then a lifetime ban on lobbying foreign governments. Really, I mean, talk about something with teeth. And this is just, to me, it's a natural continuation, Scott, of Donald Trump the candidate, Donald Trump the nominee, Donald Trump the president-elect, in that he showed the donor and consultant classes here in Washington that he didn't need them. And he was able to run this campaign, win this campaign, win the election with a much leaner, smaller staff and a much leaner, smaller budget than certainly Hillary Clinton, but really just your garden variety Republican candidates. And that signals to everyone that you can do more with less, that he makes less relevant the special interest, the donor class, the consultant class, and they don't know what to do. I've been calling the consultants in my party for years, quote, staff infection, because, like, geez, you know, some of them haven't had to have a creative new thought in decades, and they still have retainers, their friends take care of them up and down the Republican Party chain, and yet he proved that he didn't need all that excess. And those folks they'll say, oh, they always blame the candidates, like, oh, Mitt Romney, he was too stiff, and John McCain, and Bob Dole. It's like, well, guys, the other thing they had in common was you, so please don't come back the fourth time. And now you have this, you have Donald Trump, who just took his case directly to the people. He is the master communicator, natural connector, brilliant strategist, and it all worked. And I think it has just totally upended the conventional establishment way of doing things, but people ought to get used to it because that's how he ran and won, and that's how he's governing.
One of our listeners, Lee, says, please ask Kellyanne about how the administration plans to combat this spin the media puts on all of his accomplishments. We need to find out the truth about what he's accomplishing. How do we do it?
Yeah, well, you do it by, I think, looking at everything he says, our daily press briefing with the press secretary, Sean Spicer, where he is speaking live. Anybody can live stream it and see what he's actually saying on behalf of the administration. Any of us who go out on media, the president on social media, certainly. And I would just say, make sure that you're accessing a variety of sources and that you're not just listening to how people curate the information. Don't just look up at the TV screen with the sound off and see what's on the, what they call the lower third, the chyrons, which will, you know, are always very, in very presumptively negative light to the president. Also, the White House itself will be, we are and will continue to be one of the best sources for this information because we'll continue just to issue the facts, meaning here today the president signed X, Y, and Z. Here's what it says. You can read it for yourself, and here's what it means to you and your family. And that's just what I would beseech everybody to do because your listener is exactly right. Got to find an alternative way to know what the truth is.
Another question I want to ask you is about, and we have a lot of questions about the refugee situation and about the temporary ban. Most of our audience gets that it's not a permanent ban, that it's not a Muslim ban, all of that, that it's a reset. The statute is very clear, yet it's being challenged in court. But I saw, you know, I think folks friendly to the administration, including Laura Ingraham last night, suggest as though, you know, that the president wasn't well served in how this was handled before it was rolled out. Do you agree with that?
We can always do a better job communicating to the public. And in this case, I think that each of these executive actions has to have what I call the three buckets, policy, legal, and communications. And so obviously the policy is what is it written, how does it reflect the president's point of view, what he has promised in the past, what his vision is for that particular issue at this time. Legal, you know, the legal channels can't be rushed here. They have to make sure everything is vetted and is proper and passes muster. And then the comms is really probably what Laura and others are talking about, where it's, you know, what's the rollout here? What do we have to consider? How does it look? And this is something I'm taking a slightly larger role in here, as are others. And this is something where I call the real person impact. You know, what's the real impact? And how will this look? Who should be involved? Who are the messengers? Where should we even make news about this? Should it be here in the White House? Should it be out in the heartland? I mean, so yes, absolutely. But I also think that people should look at the substance of everything and not the, this is a guy who's all about function, not form. You know, he's all about steak, not sizzle. In other words, what is he trying to do as the president? Well, he's executing his authority, his very broad latitude and authority that the presidential power allows, in this case under the statute.
Kellyanne Conway from the White House. More of our conversation coming up on Giving Hearts Day.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is here. It's Giving Hearts Day. Till midnight tonight, your chance to make a donation and make a difference in the lives of a whole lot of folks served by 300-some charities throughout western Minnesota and North Dakota. Pat, first, tell us a little bit about the Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, Alex Stern Foundation, the group that came together to launch Giving Hearts Day.
So the two foundations, Dakota Medical and the Alex Stern Foundation, created the Impact Foundation with one of the main purposes to be to build the capacity of nonprofits to become exceptional at friend-raising, at building support across the community and the region to do their important work of building health and quality of life. There was no ongoing resource for that, so those foundations got together to do that. Giving Hearts Day came out of one of my staff members, Gina Pinovich, and I, a brilliant idea. We launched it in 2008. She's one of my DMF staff teammates, and we started that in 2008, and you were there. We raised about $400,000 with the matches, and we were ecstatic.
Yeah, we thought that was a lot of money.
It was a ton.
And it was for the first one, but since $31 million now, right?
Yeah, $8.3 million last year, 37,000 contributions last year. I mean, it's grown exponentially, and it's a testament to the great people across our region, the generous donors, the incredible nonprofits. I've got an incredible team of people. Those three foundations, you know, are entrepreneurial. They're gifted folks that help us, guide us to a whole new level of effectiveness. So I can tell you this social media stuff this year, we're learning so much, Scott. And so it helps us to do a better job hosting this day. So there's Mr. Matchy Matchy. We're having a lot of fun with that. But the whole idea is to double the amount of donors this year for Giving Hearts Day by going Matchy Matchy to support a charity that we support, you know, and you go and get your friend and a new person to be a giver on Giving Hearts Day.
So these charities now are better at what they do, right? They're more efficient because of the work you're doing all year long, and they have a great vehicle with Giving Hearts Day to really make their year, right?
Absolutely, and it's the day to shine. It's the day to use all the principles and practices that the team and experts have taught them throughout the year. We have coaches that will help nonprofits because every nonprofit is different. They'll have a little bit different approach. But we teach a scaffolding that will help them become entirely successful with friend-raising. And again, this whole day, I'll say it again, it's about friend raising. You know, we need more and more friends to produce thriving nonprofits that can do 10 times more good than they're already doing in our community, building health and quality of life.
And for the donor, how does it help them going to the website? What is easier for a donor that wants to do some good with their money?
So a donor can go, first of all, they can look at 360 different causes, and generally they give to more than one. Usually it's one charity that brings them, you know, to the day, but then they see that there's so many more cool, neat causes that really touch their heart. So, and they can fill up a whole cart. So we make it simple and easy at givingheartsday.org, where they can fill up a whole cart, and they might want to give to several charities. And so it makes it simple. This year, they can also go to the charity and write a check. That's new this year for any amount, $10 or above. So it's we made it simple. We listen to donors. We listen to the charities, and we want to make sure that it's fast and simple and easy. And people, you know, have different ways that they like to give. So that's what we wanted to accommodate this year. This year we have super prizes. We have awards. We can win up to two $10,000 drawings for the charity that you gave to. So for every $10 gift, you could win $10,000 for that charity that you gave to. So that's super exciting. It's brand new. That's sponsored by Dakota Medical Foundation this year. So we're just grateful that we're in a spot where we can do that and engage more and more people in supporting these great causes.
Website for folks to donate is?
GivingHeartsDay.org.
Simple as that. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Scott.
Pat Trainer of the Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, and Alex Stern Family Foundation as well. $3,730,571 raised since midnight. It goes till midnight tonight. And the final of our three preferred charities that we're chatting with today joins us next. That is the First Choice Clinic. I'm looking forward to their banquet coming up in March. There'll be one in Bismarck and one in Fargo. Angela Wambach is here. She's the executive director of the First Choice Clinic. Angela, how are you?
I'm great today.
It's a good day. Giving Hearts Day is 10 years old today.
It is.
And I remember First Choice Clinic winning many of those early days of the when everybody was out trying to be the number one fundraiser. You guys were a bit of a pioneer in Giving Hearts Day, right?
We were. We've been with DMS since the very beginning of Giving Hearts Day, and it's been fantastic for our organization ever since.
That is great. And so a lot of excitement with everybody, all the supporters of First Choice Clinic today with Giving Hearts Day?
Oh, yes. We've got some very good excitement on our donors. We're out there on Facebook and everywhere with our cute little twins that are matchy-matchy. And we're excited for today to have our donors go out and challenge their friends to match their donations and to help us move ahead.
My wife and I are table hosts for the First Choice Clinic banquet this year. We're going to be in Bismarck for that. And so we were at a little event not too long ago talking about some of the preparations for that. And you mentioned the twins.
Yes.
That's quite a story. So first of all, the hashtag Go Matchy Matchy today, the idea with Giving Hearts Day is that you find somebody that hasn't made a donation ever before and is new. So you match up with somebody else and go matchy matchy on Giving Hearts Day. So that's kind of the fun thing. And you guys went to the next level with those twins because they're obviously matchy matchy too. But tell our listeners the story of those twins.
Yes, this young mom had come in and she had found out she was having twins. And originally she was her decision was not to carry. And so she came and she met with one of our nurses and had her ultrasound and went through some of the counseling and through the whole options counseling process. And she already had a small baby at home, too. And so she already knew what it was like to be a mother. And between her love for her first daughter and for the support that she received at First Choice Clinic, she decided to carry and become parents. So today she's a remarkable young woman with three young little girls under the age of, you know, well now the oldest is two now, but she's just doing fabulous. You know, she first came to us with no support, new to the community, and she's obtained housing and a car and a full-time job, and she's just doing a wonderful job, and these babies are just beautiful and such a blessing to her.
That's pretty amazing. Isn't there some kind of a box you check on the form, too, that you have to be informed if you're carrying twins?
Yes, when you go to the other, to the clinic downtown, that's what she checked, was that she wanted to be informed if there were twins, so they did inform her.
So she went in for an abortion. She fills out all the form, and a little box says, you need to tell me if I'm having multiples or more than one.
Correct.
And and they did, and that's when she said, time out, I'm going to go to the First Choice Clinic instead.
Yes.
Oh,
correct.
My gosh.
Yes.
That's a miracle box.
It was a miracle box, so we're thankful for that, and we're thankful that she came in and she's thankful to this day, too. So she can't imagine life otherwise.
And now these little twins are poster kids, babies.
They are. They're even on a billboard on Main Street, too. So it's pretty amazing to see them, and they are beautiful.
Isn't that great? That's just fantastic. For folks that are not familiar with the First Choice Clinic and your network throughout North Dakota, tell us.
Yes, we have a clinic in Devil's Lake and in Mark as well, doing the same services that we provide here in Fargo. So we're out there serving across the state.
So by providing ultrasound, explain that. The idea is that, you know, somebody wants to know if they're pregnant and, yep. and then come in and go to First Choice Clinic and then have that matched with, the options and the counseling and other right. things that are available?
Yes. The ultrasound really is actually, you know, the window to the womb, so to speak. And so you actually get to, you know, see. Just like if you were to have a broken leg and you had an x-ray to verify that your leg was broken, it's a verification that you're pregnant. We are able to identify viability of life, that there's a heartbeat, and we can also determine gestational age, which at the abortion clinic, they determine the pricing based on gestational age. So it's also, if they were to make that choice, it's also that confirmation of how far along they are. And oftentimes when a woman does see that and see the heartbeat and the movement and the baby itself, they often will change their mind. So it's definitely one of our most powerful tools that we have.
And those are the kinds of things your donations go for. I also love the yes. the parenting tools yes. and the things you give them and the ways they can earn clothing and diapers and other things like that. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have the Earn While You Learn program, which it starts from the time that they become or come start coming in, and it talks about prenatal and labor and delivery, you know, on up through the second year of the child's life. So they can come in on a regular basis, taking different classes and work and talking with the counselors or our nurses. And they earn points for each of their visits, and they use those points to purchase diapers and wipes and clothing and all the sorts of different baby items we have in our baby boutique.
How many clients do you serve each year?
Last year we had 2,700 visits, over 2,700 visits to all three of our centers.
Making a big difference every day. So I always say, you know, being pro-life's not enough, right? You can be pro-life and believe it's the right thing, but to put the resources out there for people to be able to have an option is what's most important, and that's why your dollars on Giving Hearts Day really help the First Choice Clinic do this really good work. Well, thank you, Angela.
Well, thank you.
GivingHeartsDay.org is where folks should go today, right?
GivingHeartsDay.org, yep.
That's the website, GivingHeartsDay.org, and look for the First Choice Clinic. Thanks so much.
Right. Thank you so much.
Giving Hearts Day, up to $3,833,000, and there's the final of our charities we highly recommend for today's Giving Hearts Day. All right, more of our chat with Kellyanne Conway from the White House yesterday. Chatted with her just after the show ended and asked a lot of questions that you asked for us to ask of her. And we were talking a little bit about the immigration situation and the facts of that case. Kellyanne, tell us some more of the facts.
But he also doesn't know just have the authority. He has a duty. The president believes he has a duty and the responsibility to protect the homeland and its citizens and its interests and its allies. And he's executing on that through what you say, temporary, narrowly prescribed. It was the seven countries that were identified by President Obama and the Congress previously as needing, quote, special screening, additional screening. And so he did not add to that list. President Trump did not choose any of the other 43 or 46 majority Muslim countries to add to the list. It is not a religious test. It is not an ethnicity test. It is narrowly prescribed to those seven countries that have been identified and proven to train, harbor, and export terrorists. And people say, why couldn't you wait? Well, is he going to announce, hey, we're going to do this in a few weeks? And just let people know, so if you want to do your harm here or in other Western soil, go ahead and do that in the next couple weeks because we're giving you advance notice. So anyway, we feel like all of that is very important. We want to make sure that our message is always the one that's being conveyed. I mean, I remember working for Ronald Reagan's pollster in the late 80s, and he told me that President Reagan used polls and messaging to ensure that the message that he intended to convey to everybody was the one that was being received and associated back with him. So we always want to make sure, Scott, that we're cutting through the noise or the silence, however the case may be.
Last question is on the nominations. We'll just ask you quickly. Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, one of a handful of Democratic senators that come from Trump states, is at the White House today. What is the president's plan with Senator Heitkamp and other Democratic state senators? You'll have to wait to get the answer to that question until we come back. plus Chris Berg, A Point of View. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out, because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater, and I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So it sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms, they've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer. Stop and see him. Right there across from Bonanza and Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Anything you might need in a sprayer part, not just for Apache sprayers, but really any brand of sprayer, all brands of sprayers. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, the spray tips. The fittings, the valves, I mean, they got it all. 50,000 parts. Can't beat a deal like that. right there at the ET Egg Center at both locations. And, of course, that businessman sprayer, the best of the best. New and used, highplainsapache.com. Check it out. All right, final piece of our conversation with Kellyanne Conway from the White House yesterday. Heidi Heitkamp is there today, along with other Trump state senators, for a little, schmooze fest. I asked Kellyanne, are you counting on their vote for these key nominations that remain? Here's what she said.
Well, the president really welcomes these Democrats who have an open mind and who haven't said, as Senator Schumer has said, that he will oppose anybody that President Trump puts up for his Supreme Court. And it's like, well, you didn't even hear the name yet. You don't know the person's judicial qualification, judicial temperament, judicial record, and academic qualifications in the case of Judge Gorsuch are beyond reproach. And so we appreciate the fact that there are more moderate, reasonable senators like Joe Manchin from West Virginia and Heidi Hancock from North Carolina, and certainly Joe Donnelly from Indiana, and others. And we always welcome a conversation with individuals like that who would like to hear on the merits why nominees to our cabinet, why nominees to the federal judiciary, Scott, are qualified and should get a fair hearing and indeed their support. So we have welcomed any number of senators here, right, left, and center to the White House in just these first 2.5 weeks, and we're glad that that Senator Heitkamp and others are coming to discuss these very specific issues.
Yep, Senator.
We're very confident that Senator Sessions will be confirmed as our next Attorney General. And we'll have a bunch of confirmations in the next couple of days, as we anticipate. Very pleased that Secretary of Education DeVos was sworn in last night. I was there as Vice President Pence swore her in front of her big, beautiful family. And sorry that the Democrats are wasting a lot of sleep and breath trying to embarrass and obstruct these cabinet nominees. I agree with the president's complete disgrace that he's got the highest number of unconfirmed nominees to a cabinet in our nation's history, at least modern political history. No excuse for that.
Well, we heard.
Thank you for having me, and all the best to your listeners.
So she had to go, obviously, Kellyanne Conway from the White House. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. You can watch him tonight, 6:30 on KX4, 10:30 on West Dakota Fox. So the new normal in Washington, D.C., the new normal. My favorite part of the interview, by the way, was when Kellyanne told us that somebody came up to her at a CVS in Washington, D.C. It was a union guy. He said, tell the president, thank you for fixing that Dakota Access Pipeline deal. How about that? Even coming up here on the street in Washington, D.C.
I love that, and I got to give you a big shout-out for getting Kellyanne Conway in your show. And then earlier this morning, you've got the CEO of ETP, Kelsey Warren. I don't know what kind of magical dust you're sprinkling right now to get these guests, but kudos and congratulations and keep up the great work.
Well, if they contribute something, we like it. We love chatting with our listeners as much as anything. A lot of wisdom in that, but obviously today being the first full day of construction on the pipeline and too darn long after all these months and months, 183 days now, this craziness, we thought it appropriate to ask Kelsey Warren to come on and also with Kellyanne, so much going on at the administration, too. So hopefully some good information there for folks to get a firsthand update on what's... And, you know, same thing when they're on your show, Chris, or mine. I'm just always amazed that you hear things you just don't hear anywhere else. I don't know if it's bias. I don't know if it's incompetence. I don't know what it is. But, I just like the information. I just want to hear the data, I learned things on the immigration deal that I hadn't heard on. Why, that's not on the evening news. I don't know. So.
I don't either. But I think that's the beauty of, what you do here in talk radio and my ability to have kind of a longer conversation with people. I mean, unfortunately, I know for our newscast, you've got about 90 seconds to 2 minutes to put together a package. And, I mean, let's be frank. You know, how much can you really learn and digest and get out there in 90 seconds or 2 minutes? I mean, not much for me, at least. Maybe I'm long-winded, but I can't get much done in 90 seconds.
What do you got cooking tonight?
Well, you had had me privy to this interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal about the next American farm bust is upon us. And so North Dakota Farm Bureau President Darrell Lees is going to join us. We're obviously going to get his thoughts on what's happening here with farmers. You know, they're having these bumper crops, but yet prices are down so much. So what's the future hold there? And now with Sonny Perdue, I think he's going to start his meeting soon and confirmation hearing. So chat about that. And also we've got Fargo Police Chief David Todd joining us to pay tribute to. We're coming up on the 1-year anniversary on our loss of Officer Mosier. So just kind of talk about the last year and how nice it is now to have an ally in the White House to back the blue.
All right, sorry, Chris, I had something in my ear, so I missed the end of the of your comment. I can't believe it's been, a year, and you just bring that back to how much has changed in a year, and how think about it, and what has happened in the last year, and even just very recent history here related to our law enforcement officials. I mean, they are under siege. It feels like we're in a very different place here. I don't like the place we're at. And I'm glad it's pretty darn rare here in North Dakota, but that makes it all that much more raw, doesn't it?
Well, quickly, I would encourage people to go watch what Trump talked about the past couple of days with law enforcement. It was inspiring and
it was warming. You're right. Same thing with the sheriffs yesterday. I know you talked to Paul Laney earlier in the week. You got to get him on too to talk a little bit about some of the comments from that tour. Chris, thanks a ton. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Watch him tonight, folks, 6:30 on KX4, 10:30 on West Dakota Fox. Point of View, Giving Hearts Day is over 4 million now, 4 million. How about that? See you tomorrow.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.